Time to talk canoeing. Joining me on the phone this afternoon here on the Sideline View is Tony Misson. He's the secretary of the Bendigo Canoe Club. Hey, Tony, welcome to the Sideline View at Gold Central Victoria.
Nice to chat, Mark.
Mate, just thought we'd touch base and kick off by just having a bit of a general chat about the Bendigo Canoe Club. Firstly, I just want to congratulate you on a big effort at the Sprint Canoeing Titles at Ngambi. I think that was last weekend. How did you go?
Yeah, well, we had a small team, but the guys went really, really well. We had some of the active women there. We had some of our junior kids there. And we've got a couple of them going to nationals in Queensland and Sydney. So they were very determined. We've had some setbacks, you know, like all sports with COVID, and we've had some additional challenges with weed. So very proud of the young team. They did really, really well.
Mate, just on that, I go for a walk around Lake Waroona most mornings, and I have noticed that over the last 3 or 4 months, I thought the water level had dropped, but obviously the weeds have come up. Has that made it hard for training, etc.?
Yeah, so we're very fortunate. Kayaking is pretty mobile, so we've had people over at Kennington Res, Crusoe Res, Barnardown, Epilock, and Lake Ngambi getting their training done. So we've had to sort of do it all remotely. So it's made it a little bit difficult, but we're getting there. You know, fairly soon we'll be all back at the clubhouse.
Well, picking up 16 medals, I believe it was, last weekend is a fantastic effort. So couldn't have hindered the old preparation too much.
No, we're really really proud of the young guys. They sort of went off and did the program, and young Sophie's going to the national sprints. She's paddling very, very well. Her and Miller had a great paddle together, and Lyndall is paddling really well. She's nearly back to her best time she did 25 years ago.
Let's talk about the canoe club in general. Now, mate, if I was interested and wanted to participate or think about certainly joining the canoe club, tell us about the Come and Try program that you operate.
Yep, so we do nearly 100 Come and Tries a year. So all the person's got to do is email the club at bcc@live.com.au, and then we organise an instructor to do 3 lessons with the people, with the person. Can be a family group, can be individual. And from that, a lot of the women have joined our active women's program and progressed to the river trips, you know, bought their own kayaks, taken up racing, and it's fantastic.
As a starting point, though, if you want to have a little sample, I guess you have all the gear at the club, so the canoes and the paddles and all that?
Yeah, so what we've done about 5 years ago, we went and bought about 7 sea kayaks that you can't fall out of, and they're fantastic. They're used every night. We use them for training. We use them for the junior programs. We use them for the come and tries, and it's just fantastic. So the sea kayaks you can't fall out of. And so we do the 3 lessons in those, and then when people want to take it a bit further, we introduce them into the touring kayaks. And we've got all the gear, got all the paddles, got all the life jackets.
Fantastic.
And we're COVID safe.
Fantastic. Mate, how fit do you have to be?
Kayaking is a fantastic sport. It's identified as being one of the best sports for health and fitness. You don't have to be that fit to start, and it's a total body workout. You're using the arms and the legs. And with good instruction, you'd be surprised. You know, we've seen some really big improvements with the active women. After 12 months of paddling, they've lost a bit of weight, they're getting fitter, and they're taking on some of these river trips. And some of these river trips are 5 days long, and they just love it.
Yeah, I was about to say, instead of sitting in your old garage and working on a rowing machine, how beautiful would it be? It's not just the fitness, but also you're out in the fresh air and getting to see some magnificent sights around, well, I guess central Victoria, but all of Victoria.
Yeah, we've got some fantastic areas in our local waterways here. We also travel further to the Goulburn, so we've got an event on the Goulburn on February the 20th. We're also down the beach last weekend, so people travel all over Victoria. And at the moment, we're focusing on more local events. So we've got fantastic rivers such as the Loddon, the Campaspe. We've got a trip on Sunday at Lake Epilock. And it's just fantastic, and people really take to it.
And tell me, men, women, all ages, what sort of people do you have at the canoe club, and what sort of people are you looking for as far as participants go?
Well, we just want people who are keen. Our oldest paddler is over 90, and he paddles 3 or 4 times a week. So he's going really well. And our youngest paddler is about 8. So we've got 3 junior programs, an active women's program. We've got our regular paddlers, so about 30 regular paddlers. We've got our river trippers, so the people who do the river trips. And we're just about to introduce a new group, which is called River Rambles, which is more introductory, short river trips. So, you know, you're not expected to paddle any more than 5 or 6 kilometres. And we've got one of those coming up. And a lot of new people are taking to those.
Fantastic. Well, mate, hopefully by having this little chat this afternoon, we've sort of interested a few people. If they would like to get involved, and certainly, I guess, first up, maybe the come and try would be a really good entry level. What's the best point of contact with the Bendigo Canoe Club?
Email the club at bcc@live.com.au. Include your mobile number and one of our 6 instructors will give them a call back.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Tony Misson, he's the secretary of the Bendigo Canoe Club. Certainly sounds really interesting. Look it up. Get in touch with the club if you are keen on getting fit, but also getting out there and experiencing some of the adventures in our great outdoors. Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071.